Third pack of Chagiga Mishnah Beis. We are continuing the halachas, certain chumras of hekdesh in respect to Tumah Taira. Kelim hanigmorim b'taira. Person made a kli, and he did in a fashion that he know it was tahor. You had a craftsman who was a chover. You know what he's doing. He baked a new piece of pottery. It's tahor. Or he made whatever kli he made, wooden kli. So it says, in respect to hektish, you have to be toivel it. Before you use it, out of a far-reaching concern that maybe some Arab arts inadvertently spit on it, and his spit is matame, because he has a din of his up. Have a look at the truma that they were not machme. As long as you know that the one who made it was a person who was in Israel, tumah v'taira, you can rely on that. Yeah. So these that's mile number one. Ma'ala number two is kli mitzav mashavtech lekodesh avlo l'truma. If you have a piece of a kli, and inside the kli there's a lot of different peas, little pieces of food inside of it. The chiddush is, if you touch one of them, the whole thing becomes tummy. The kli renders them one unit. That's a special chiddush l'gavi kodesh. L'gavi truma, we say no. Whatever you touch, you touched. Whatever you didn't touch, you didn't touch. Yeah. A revia of a kodesh parcel. A revia means something touched the tumah becomes a rishon tumah. Something that a food that touched that becomes a shein. Something touched that becomes a shlishi. Something touched that becomes a revia. So a revia in respect to kodesh is parcel. You can't eat it. Shlishi b'truma. Truma can only become parcel up to shlishi. If a shlishi touches a revia by truma, the revia does not become tummy. That's the third chumra. Fourth one is b'truma im nitma achas. If he's matama one of his hands with the tumah d'rabbanan, which is not matama the entire body, that hand is tummy, the other one is tummy. Once one becomes tummy, they both become tummy, you have to be matama both of them. That by kodesh, one hand that becomes tummy is automatically matama the second, not by truma.